In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every human person has some kind of infinite emptiness inside. Even if someone would have everything, it would be like having nothing. What can fulfill this inner emptiness is God, the only love that can satisfy completely the human soul, in such a way that St. Paul could say, even when we have nothing, we possess everything, if we have the love of God. So the love of God is the only thing that we truly need. And this is what is going to sustain us for all eternity. The love of God. So we need the love of God. But God, even though He does not need our love, He wants us to love Him. The Lord told the Samaritan woman, "Give me to drink," which means spiritually, give me your love, give me your heart. And we hear the same when our Lord was on the cross. "I thirst," He said, "I thirst for your love." So our Lord wanted the love of that Samaritan woman who did not love God, but who tried to fulfill the emptiness of her heart with creatures. You see, she had had 5 husbands, and she was with somebody else, who was not even her husband. Oh, Samaritan woman, don't you realize that all creatures of this world put it together would not be able to fulfill the emptiness of your heart? They cannot. Because your heart is made for something eternal, infinite. Our Lord told her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who tells you, 'Give me to drink,' you would be the one to ask Him, and He would give you living water." Our Lord here is offering living water, His eternal love, to the Samaritan woman and to each one of us. And if we accept this gift, this love will spring up from our hearts until life everlasting. Because love is the only thing that we can carry with us to heaven. And the Lord continues, "Who shall drink from this water will never be thirsty again. Which means that the one who shall find the love of God will not need to beg love from creatures anymore, because his soul shall be filled, satisfied with the love of God, which is truly the only necessary. My brethren, when shall we be able to say with St. Francis of Assisi, my God and my all? The only necessary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.